From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. David Bazan was once known as the first crossover Christian indie rock musician. His band, Pedro the Lion, sold hundreds of thousands of records. Then Bazan began questioning the God he sang about, alienating many of his fans. Now he has a new album out under his own name, and recently he went on a solo tour playing in living rooms. Clay Masters from member station NET Radio caught up with Bazan on the road in Nebraska.
In a 15-passenger Chevy van equipped with a makeshift bed and pantry, David Bazan's GPS system has him arriving right on time at his show in Omaha. At this point, he's 1 week into the tour and has been driving all day from Colorado Springs.
This is how I'm able to make ends meet, because the band touring just takes up, you know, it just costs so much money to bring a bunch of guys out, because I want to pay them a good wage.
Bazan released his solo debut in 2009.
You've heard the story. You know how it goes. Once upon a garden, we were lovers with no clothes. Fresh from the soil.
Many music critics called Curse Your Branches Bazan's breakup with God.
And I think that was why it was such a struggle to write the record, because my subconscious maybe knew all along that this is the kind of statement that I needed to make. But, I mean, my conscious mind was fighting making any statement about religion at all. I would rather be in Spoon or something, you know, than be writing songs about religion and the like.
Bazan grew up in the evangelical church, his father a music pastor. But the questioning of God isn't something new for him. It dates back to early Pedro the Lion records.
Can someone please tell me the story of sinners ransomed from the fire? I still have never seen you, and so.
But it took Bazan 4 years after Pedro the Lion broke up to write his first solo record. In that time, it seems he was overwhelmed by his breakup with God, and he started drinking heavily.
When the band sort of broke up, and simultaneously the big questions of faith really came right up to the surface, and I had to start admitting to myself what the state of my faith was actually. That drinking habit was there in place and just started to serve as a coping mechanism or something. I don't really know the psychology of it necessarily, but after all that happened, I really liked just getting as drunk as possible and what I called lose time. I just was trying to get blacked out.
Bazan stopped drinking with the help of his wife and kids, and he says coming to terms with his spirituality actually makes it easier now to write and tour. Entering the house show with his Martin acoustic guitar, Bazan wades through 40 fans and sets up in front of the fireplace. He opens with a new song. This show is catered to his diehard fans, so everybody has an opinion. Matt Orand is a practicing Christian who admits he doesn't agree with what Bazan's singing.
Yeah, I kind of have weird feelings about it, you know, because it's like, you know, part of it I feel like he's kind of preaching against what I believe, but he's doing it from a place of, you know, kind of honesty and personal experience that it just is really compelling.
For her part, Brittany Mertz calls the first time she saw Bazan her first real religious experience. She says although his songs are significantly different now, she still feels almost the same.
There's just a connection with his music that he has, his voice, and just there's a purity to it. It's just I don't know. It's beautiful. I still find it beautiful today.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming to this show and for sitting through the parts that you didn't like, for the parts that you did, hopefully. And I'm going to close with a song I often do close with. My body bangs and twitches, some brown liquor wets my tongue, my fingers find the stitches, firmly back and forth they run.
The house shows are a prelude to a full band tour to promote his new record, and Bazan hopes people who buy it will respond to his honesty regardless of what he might believe. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters. And then you're